Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we like to do this maybe every week, maybe every other week or so. And since the holidays are coming up, we have an opportunity to do something light here, not something heavy about Blagojevich or the economy or people getting fired or, I don't know, abortion or whatever. Things a little too heavy. So what we like to do is open up the phones for your favorite joke. The best joke you've heard perhaps over the holiday season, maybe a favorite of yours from a long time ago, but please make it short, make it funny. No Michael Jackson jokes for one reason. They ain't funny. I've never heard a good Michael Jackson joke ever. I've never once laughed at a Michael Jackson joke.
Wait, Tim, did you hear about the one where Michael Jackson, you know why he likes 28-year-olds?
There's 20 of them.
Yeah!
It's not funny, dude. All right, here are the phone numbers, everybody. 520-9710. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. You got a joke there, Gina?
Yeah, I have a Jackson joke that you'll like.
What do you got?
Why did Michael Jackson go to Kmart?
Because boys' pants were half off.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. They're just not funny. They're lame. And anybody who tells a Michael Jackson joke at a party is a person you just want to shut them down. And it doesn't matter if you're on coke or crack or a ton of weed. They're just never funny. Please. All right, your favorite joke. The best joke you know. And please, let's limit the crazy three guys walk in the bar. Jewish guy, Catholic guy, and a Muslim. Those jokes aren't funny either. There's got to be jokes out there that you've heard that are decent. And if you tell some lame ass, I will run a spot. And if it's lame, I'll run two spots. I don't give a rat's ass. I don't care. So just decent, funny, short jokes. You know, the jokes that people can use around the holidays. The holiday season's here. I don't know if you know it. You've seen the lights outside. You've seen people shopping. You've seen the malls all decorated. It's the holiday season. It's got to be holiday jokes out there, or decent ones you can tell at a holiday party. Perhaps you went to a holiday party. Ours is tomorrow at 3 p.m. Did you know that, Randy?
Yeah, the hot chocolate party.
Yeah, it's hot chocolate and cookies, courtesy of CBS Radio. Are you going to it?
I think I'm going to skip the hot chocolate party.
I think I'm going to go. Are you going to go, Gina?
I wasn't planning on it. Should I go?
I'm going to go. I'm going to take my daughter.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. She'll love it. There's two things she likes. Hot chocolate and CBS corporate.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, she loves both of them. All right, here we go. Don't F around. I swear to God, I'll play, you know, if we hear like three or four bad jokes at the top of this hour, we'll run 45 minutes of spots. We can do it. And we have done it in the past. So please, it's up to you folks. This show is in your hands. Trevor, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Let's go.
Okay, my joke is, how do you make pickle bread?
Pickle bread? I don't know.
With dill dough.
Oh, Bobo. Stephen Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, what is the difference between a tire and 300 condoms?
I don't know.
One is a good year and one is a great year.
Oh, Bobo. Daisy and Torrance, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I'm so sorry about this one in advance, but you know, have you ever smelled the mothballs?
Yes.
How do you get those little legs apart?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Not bad, but we're looking to step it up a little. Not bad. Not bad. Larry in Lakewood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I got a joke for you. A lady goes into the doctor's office for a breast examination. He says, hey, take off your blouse, take off your bra. Takes them off, puts his hands up around him. He says, hey, I have to numb these. Numb, 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 numb.
All right, that's an old joke. It's pretty good, though. John in Orange County, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, what's the difference between Sarah Palin's mouth and Sarah Palin's vagina?
I don't know.
only one retarded thing came out of Sarah Palin's vagina.
Oh, Bobbo. It's the holidays. What if she's listening online? Sitting there with that kid. That just bought you a commercial. Gary in Huntington Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What has nine arms and sucks?
I don't know.
Def Leppard.
Oh, Bubble. Oscar in Chatsworth, you're on the air.
Yo, Timmy.
Hey.
All right. A guy goes to the doctor. The doctor tells him, you got cancer and you got Alzheimer's. The guy pauses and he goes, oh, at least I don't have cancer.
Yeah, not a bad joke. Heard a million times. Chris in Glendale, you're on the air.
Yeah, what do you call a bouncer at a gay bar?
I don't know.
A flamethrower.
Steven Redondo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. Mike Tyson and Jesse Jackson, they walk into a church, right?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, Mike Tyson's spitting out sunflower seeds on the floor, right? He's walking with Jesse Jackson, and Jesse Jackson's like,
next. You got a joke has to have pace, folks. Daniel in Laguna Hills, you're on the air.
Hello?
Also have to have the attention. Mike and Brea, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, which is smarter, a half moon or full moon?
I don't know.
A full moon because it's brighter.
That bought you a commercial. Jeremy in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, what's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
I don't know.
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, okay, not bad. Edgar in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Sunil.
Hey.
So a teenager comes home after having sex for the very first time. Tells his dad. Dad goes, congratulations, here, have a beer. Well, do you have any questions? The boy says, yeah, how long is my bus supposed to hurt?
The phone was terrible. Kevin in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Yeah, this traveling salesman goes up to a door and a 12-year-old boy answers the door. He's smoking a cigarette, wearing a scarf and ladies' panties. And the salesman goes, excuse me, son, are your parents home? He goes, what the heck do you think?
Yeah, not a bad joke. Heard it last week. Aaron in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's the difference between an oral thermometer and an anal thermometer?
Oh, please. That bought you one. Chris in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
What's the best part about raping 21-year-olds?
Alex in Whittier, you're on the air.
Yeah, so there's a... Some blonde goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, we found what your problem was. You're pregnant. And she goes, oh, is it mine?
Oh, Bobo. Mike in Northridge.
Hey, Tim, what does Santa Claus do after he has sex?
I don't know.
Goes back home to Mrs. Claus and says, bitch, make me a pot roast.
Oh, Jesus. What the hell happened to this audience? Richard in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the air.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
You're a big stud, and you got a big penis, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I like both of those.
So, because of the economy, did you hear about the archaeologist? His job is in ruins.
Danny and Upland, you're on the air.
How can you tell your girl's having an orgasm?
I don't know.
My car's in the driveway.
Doug and Covina, you're on the air.
Why do grandparents and grandchildren get along so well?
I don't know.
They have a common enemy.
Ah, the parents. Good. Terry in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
What do you call a teacher that doesn't fart in public?
I don't know.
Private tutor. You're so great. I love you.
That's actually a pretty good joke.
I really, it's my favorite joke.
Private tutor. How old are you?
Oh, God, I didn't want to say it. I'm 31.
Okay, I thought maybe you were still in college and telling that joke to somebody.
You know, it's my favorite joke.
Yeah, that's love a good it. Joke, Terry.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Hey, private tutor. I don't know. For some reason, I like that joke. F you if you don't like it. Aaron in Orange County, you're on the air.
Jimmy, my boy.
Hey, Bobo, what do you got?
Hey, did you see the new book about the Great Depression?
I did not.
Brian Whitman's on the cover.
Hey, Mark in Laguna Hills, you're on the air.
Hey, what do you call a Mexican in jacuzzi?
Scagnetti in Riverside, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
This guy goes to hell. He meets the devil there. He says, well, before you go, he's all, I'm going to give you three rooms to choose your eternity in hell with.
Ronnie in Long Beach.
Joke on the radio. Hey, do you know why a
snow
is like a woman's vagina?
Oh, Bobo. Chris in Moore Park, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, two sausages are in a frying pan. First one turns to the other and says, is it getting hot in here? Second one turns to the first and goes, oh, my God, a talking sausage.
All right, not bad. Mike in Santa Clarita.
Hey, did you hear about the blonde who bought a toilet brush?
No.
Yeah, a month later she decided it was better to go back to paper.
That's not bad, dude. All right, thanks for calling.
No problem. All right.
Todd in East L.A., you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Timmy?
All right, what do you got?
All right, this nun's walking through the park. This guy jumps out of the bushes, drags her back there, and has way with her. At the end, he goes, "What are you going to do now?"
All right, sorry, I got a bad connection with you. Looked like a great joke. Rich in Norwalk, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, this is a Neil Armstrong joke. You haven't heard this one. It's the difference between Neil Armstrong and Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
Neil Armstrong walks on the moon. Michael Jackson, F's little boys.
Oh, Bumbo. Jesus Christ. How many times do you think I've heard that? Zero? How about 1,000? And it was as dull the first time as I heard it 2 seconds ago. Barry and Redondo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, okay. Guy goes out to get some booty, and he finds a girl. He's dancing with her. He says, "Hey, what do you say we have sex?" He says, "I'd love to, but I'm on my menstrual cycle." He said, "That's all right. I got my moped out."
Not bad. Ruth and Eagle Rock.
Why do midgets like to play soccer?
Why do midgets what?
Like to play soccer.
I don't know.
Because they like the feeling of the grass tickling their balls.
Rolando and Glendora.
Hey, why don't Italians like Jehovah's Witnesses?
I don't know.
Because they don't like any witnesses.
That's pretty good, dude.
Hey, thanks.
Mark in Woodland Hills, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, what do you get when you cross a gay person with a retarded person?
I don't know.
Jack Silver.
Wait a minute, you were breaking up there. I didn't hear the whole joke.
Oh, what do you get when you cross a gay person with a retarded person?
What is it?
Jack Silver.
I heard the punchline. I didn't hear the setup.
You still didn't hear it?
I didn't hear the setup.
Verizon Wireless. Hey, what do you get when you cross a gay person with a retarded person?
I don't know.
Jack Silver once again.
All right, you know, we should record that one. All right, why don't you tell it to us again? We'll record it.
All right. 97.1.
Here we go.
What do you get when you cross a gay person and a retarded person? Jack Silver.
Did you get that, Randy?
I didn't get it.
Oh, Christ. Why aren't you recording it?
I'm recording the old joke.
Randy, you're fired.
All right, one more time.
What do you get when you cross a gay person and a retarded person?
I don't know.
Jack Silver.
Did you get it that time?
You know, I forgot to hit the button.
Put the levels up.
Can you do it one more time?
One last time. Go ahead.
What do you get when you cross a gay person and a retarded person?
I don't know.
Your staff over there don't know how to record.
Oh. God damn it.
All right, please. We got it that time?
All right. I got it.
Jose in Panorama City, you're on the air.
What's the best thing about going out with a homeless chick?
I don't know.
You could drop them off anywhere.
Hey-o, Chris in Bellflower, you're on the air.
Hey, why will architects never make it to heaven?
No.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Oh, Bobo. That cost you one spot. Let's continue. What the hell? Let's have some decent jokes here. Come on. John in NoHo. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What do you call a gay midget?
I don't know.
Sweet and low.
Oh, Bubbo. John in Riverside.
A kid goes up to his dad and says, "Dad, can I have $20 for some oral?" He's like, "I don't know, son. You any good?"
Cole on the 405.
Hey, Timmy, what's green and invisible?
Green and invisible, I don't know.
This head of lettuce.
Richard and Acton, you're on the air.
Hey, what are the two sexiest animals on a farm?
I don't know.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Doug and Covina.
How can you tell if a blonde's tried to kill herself?
Don't know.
The bullet holes in the mirror.
That's not bad, dude. There's a lot of blonde jokes. That one's pretty good. Nick in Long Beach, you're on the air. Nick. Keith in Glendale.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, how you doing, man?
All right, man. What's up with you?
Pretty good. How can you tell if you got an ugly date?
Don't know.
When your dog humps your leg, he closes his eyes.
Nick in Canoga Park, you're on the air.
Hey, what did Jesus say when he walked into a hotel?
Don't know.
He put three nails on the counter and said, hey, can you put me up for the night?
Oh, boom, boom. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Please, folks, let's try to step it up here. A little funnier and a little shorter with these jokes. Joey in Montebello, you're on the air.
Yeah, how do you know when it's bedtime at Michael Jackson's house?
No. The little hand, the big hand, no. They can't be funny, folks. Michael Jackson jokes are banned from the show because they ain't funny. Brian in Long Beach, you're on the air.
How did Helen Keller go crazy?
I don't know.
She tried to read a stucco wall.
It's not bad. George in Whittier, you're on the air.
What do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
I don't know.
Roberto.
All right. Not the worst. Eddie on the 405.
Why do Ethiopian women get pregnant?
I don't know.
So they can have something in their stomach.
Oh, Jesus. All right, folks, please step it up here a little. Dave and Rosita, save us here, man. There he goes. Paul in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
What do you call four Mexicans driving?
I can barely hear you with that phone, man. You know, here's a tip for folks with the cell phones. And I had to learn this the hard way because I had a terrible cell phone connection for a long time. But what I've been told by some of the people who work at cell phone manufacturers and dealers and some of the big providers is that when you buy a phone like every year, maybe year and a half, you're getting the latest technology and your phone is much clearer. When you have a cell phone that's 4, 5, 6 years old, it sounds like crap. And everybody complains when they talk to you. So especially if you're in business and you're making a lot of calls on your cell phone, my suggestion is to update it. You know, at least update the software or update the phone every once in a while. Because it sounds like crap, and people get irritated by that. John in Koreatown, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How many Pollocks does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I haven't heard a good Pollock joke in a while, and I imagine I will not have heard a good one after this call, but let's hear it anyway.
Three. One to hold the light bulb and two to turn the ladder.
Oh, babu. That bought you two spots. All right, folks, we are back. Please, let's have some good jokes for the end of the year. This is the last time we're doing this for the rest of the year. So let's step it up here. Cassandra in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, there's two blondes. The first one walks into a bar. You think the second one would have noticed.
There you go. Thank you. Anthony in Riverside, you're on the air.
This is blonde. She's on the street of the newspaper. The headline reads, 20 Brazilian citizens killed. She taps the stranger next to her and says, how many Brazilian? How many is Brazilian again?
Oh, babu. Kevin in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I got two short jokes and a long joke.
How about
joke,
one joke. Short one?
Joke.
Adam in Riverside, you're on the air.
All right, Timmy. Call. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Tim.
Yeah.
Did it go? No. Did it go?
Ben in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Okay. Why did the bum vote for Obama?
Why did the bum vote for Obama?
Because he wanted change.
Mike and Almonte, you're on the air.
All right, here we go. I got a quick one right here. All right. What do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe?
I think we just heard that. David in Pasadena, you're on the air.
What do you call two Mexicans playing basketball?
One on bad joke. Sean in Costa Mesa.
Tim, love you, love the show.
Thank you, sir. Let's go.
How do you get a dog?
I don't know.
Stop humping your leg.
How do you get a dog to stop humping your leg?
To stop humping.
No? Why is that no good?
Because it's with the dog.
Ah, get out of here. Paul in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
What do you call four Mexicans drowning?
Oh, babu. Frank in Arcadia.
How does the Mexican use the word?
Matt in Santa Clarita.
Hey, what's 34 and a half?
I don't know.
69 for midgets.
Joe in Temecula.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. What do you got?
Good. You hear that OJ got sent to Mexico?
Boo. Let's talk to Alex in Montebello. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, okay, what do gay horses eat for breakfast?
I'm sorry, what is what?
What do gay horses eat for breakfast?
All right, I think everybody knows the answer to this, but we want to hear your answer.
Hey.
A lame-ass joke. Jeremy in Riverside.
Why don't you want to play Uno with any illegals?
Josh in Laguna Hills.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I kill you.
I kill you who? Kyle in L.A., you're on the air.
How did Helen Keller burn her ear?
I don't know.
She answered the iron. How'd she burn the other one?
They called back?
Correct.
Ken in Torrance, you're on the air.
What do you call a fat guy named Juan?
I don't know.
Two.
Bob in Southgate. Bobby. Warren in La Puente. You're on the air.
No, it's one. Actually. Two.
What do you got?
You ever heard of the Polack carpool?
No.
They meet at work.
Oh, Jesus. Michelle in Irvine. You're on the air.
Did you hear about the frog that parked in the handicap spot?
The who?
The frog that parked in the handicap spot.
No.
He got towed.
He got towed. Not bad, baby. Kenny in Simi Valley.
Timmy, you're a big stud.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, why doesn't Jesus like Skittles?
Don't know why.
Because they fall through the holes in his hands.
Hey-o. Doug in Covina.
How do you keep a blonde at home?
No idea.
Build a circular driveway.
All right, that's not bad, dude. All right, let's talk to Terry in Northridge. You're on the air.
Okay, hey, an Amish family goes to the big city for the first time, and they go to a big mall, and the wife says she's going to go shoe shopping. A husband and the son are standing in front of an elevator. The door is open. And
No. Baby, please. If you started rattling that joke off at a party, I would have walked away. Or perhaps thrown a drink on you. Or maybe pull out a gun and shot you. Patrick in Venice, you're on the air.
Hi, what did the black kid get for Christmas?
Jimmy and Covina. Jimmy.
Yes. So a man cooks a deer for dinner, doesn't tell his kids what it is, and, so he gives them a hint. He's
Johnny and Corona. Eddie and Southgate, you're on the air. Eddie.
What do you call a Hispanic mixed with an Asian? Can't drive.
What? Ah, please. Fernando and Gardena.
What's Randy Wayne's blood type?
I don't know.
Chocolate milk.
Mary and Covina.
Hi, what did the big earthquake say to the little earthquake?
I don't know.
So you might crack if you show me yours.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That bought you a commercial. All right, we're back. Decent jokes, please. Mark in North Hills, you're on the air.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
What? Gary and Whittier, you're on the air. Jason in Anaheim. Jason.
Yes.
You're on the air.
What is green and flies over Poland?
I don't know.
Peter Pansky.
Oh, bumbo. Joe in Hollywood, you're on the air.
What happens to a Cuban when he gets a flat tire?
I don't know.
He drowns.
Jesus Christ. George in Long Beach.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
Nothing. You told her twice. Miguel and Downey.
How do you know a train is eating?
I don't know.
You hear a choo-choo. You might have heard that on Nickelodeon. You know what's up, Tim?
Dude. Are you stoned right now, dude?
Nah, dude. I'm just enjoying the show here, man.
Thanks, Miguel, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
There he goes. That's a cool joke. I got to tell my daughter that. Jennifer in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Why do gay guys have mustaches?
I don't know if we get too down here. Victor on the 57 freeway.
Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
What do you got, man?
What do you call...
Mitchell in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
What is the best way to get rid of your shoes?
The best way to get rid of your shoes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just throw out the bush.
Eric and Pico Rivera, you're on the air.
What did the fish say when he hit the wall?
Don't know.
Damn.
All right. Jeremy in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I got a Yo Mama joke.
Perfect.
Your mom so old, she knew the Raiders when they had both eyes.
Oh, that's not bad. All right, Alexander in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Why did Beyonce sing to the left?
I don't know.
Because black people don't have no rights.
Oh, please. That bought you two commercials. And we're back with your favorite jokes. Bobby and Redondo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I just pulled my weight out of the freezer. What do you call Randy getting fired?
What do you call Randy getting fired?
Yes.
I don't know. What? Oh, that must have been good, though. No punchline. It's a big part of a joke. David and Whittier, you're on the air.
Tammy, big stud,
hey,
man.
Hey, let's go.
A man walks into a bar and has a couple drinks. Every so often, he throws a beer down his head. The bartender says, "What the hell are you doing?" The man replies, "Don't worry about me, man. I'm just getting my day drunk."
Oh, bumbo. Tracy and Castaic.
Yeah, what's the difference between Jesus and a picture of Jesus?
I don't know.
Only takes one nail to hang up a picture of Jesus.
Oh, I see. All right. Very interesting. Kurt on the 105, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony, what's the most expensive Jewish wine?
I don't know.
I want to go to Miami!
Oh, man. That bought you a commercial. And we're back, folks. Your favorite joke. And if it's crappy, buy a spot. Also, we'll play a commercial spot. Erica in Santa Ana, you're on the air.
Did you hear about the kidnapping in New York?
No.
The kid woke up.
Oh, man. He was just napping. Lily in Riverside, you're on the air.
All right. A woman took a black guy into her bedroom and said, "Show me if it's true what they say about black guys." So he slapped her, took her purse, and ran.
Oh, please. John in Corona.
Yeah, how do you get a blonde on the roof?
I don't know.
You tell her the drinks are on the house?
Oh, boy. Alex in Montebello.
Yeah, why don't Pollocks do the wave at the ball games?
I don't know.
Because they're scared to drown.
Oh, Jesus. Reza, you're on the air.
Tammy, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
What's the easiest way to get your identity stolen?
I don't know.
Show it to an Armenian.
Oh, boy, that costs you two commercials. All right, folks, we're back. Your favorite joke, please. Let's, don't make them long and don't make them unfunny. My only two requests. Ted and Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. He's God almighty. Derek and San Clemente, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Good, what do you got?
Hey, I don't know if you're going to be able to put this on the air, but I'm going to try anyways. This is a hypothetical question you're supposed to ask for a girl. Hypothetically speaking, you have a donkey and I have a rooster. What happens if your donkey eats it?
That bought you a commercial. And we're back. Your favorite jokes. Don't F around. I'll play a spot on you. Victor, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
All right, what do you got?
All right. Why did the coach go to the bank?
No.
To get his quarterback.
There you go. Mike in Culver City.
Okay. What do women and condoms have in common?
I don't know. I don't think we can do that on the air. Peter on the 118. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yo, Tim.
Hey. Oh, Bobo. That cost you a commercial, man. We're back. Your favorite joke. Don't F around. Or I'll play a commercial on you. Alex in Santa Clarita, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, what is Dale Earnhardt and Pink Floyd have in common?
I don't know.
The last hit was The Wall.
Marcos on the 605.
What's up, Babu?
Hey.
I got one for you here. What's the hardest part about rollerblading?
I don't know.
Telling your parents that you're gay.
Hey-o. Fernando and Gardena, you're on the air.
Hey, no more commercials.
You might cost a show one.
I got it.
Let's
Here's the funniest joke ever. Two white boys go to a black strip club in Compton. All right? The black girl goes up to them and says, "Hey, you want this roast beef?" And they said, "No, thank you. We just had dinner." But I'm bunch.
Oh, Bobo. Jesus and Ventura.
Hey, Babu.
What do you got?
How did the white girl try to kill a fish?
I don't know.
Drowning it.
Oh, Babu. No, Jeff in Orange County.
Hi. Why is your mom like a bicycle?
I don't know.
Because everyone in the town is at a ride.
Oh, it's so stupid. It costs you a commercial. We're back, everybody. Don't F around. I'm serious. I could play a spot on your sons of bitches. I got the ability to play spots here. If you F up and tell us a lame joke. Jeremy in Riverside, you're on the air.
Yes, why do men take showers instead of baths?
I don't know.
Because peeing in the bath is gross.
Benny in Canoga Park.
Hey, Timmy, what did you do from 10:30 to 11 o'clock on Thursday night?
I don't know.
Play some games tonight.
Get out of here. Andrew in Riverside.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
What do you call 11 black people?
I have no confidence in you, my brother. Muhammad in Laguna Hills.
Hey, what do a gay guy in a refrigerator?
Sarah, please, sweetheart. Can we ask you not to use the whole S word on the air?
I'm sorry.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, where do generals keep their armies?
I don't know.
In their sleeveys.
That's not bad. Are you stoned?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, thanks for calling. That's not bad. Where do the generals keep their armies? In their sleeveys. It's pretty good. Jimmy in Riverside, you're on the air.
Yeah, little Johnny came home from church crying, and his father asked him what happened. He told him, I got slapped twice. And he said, what happened? He said, well, when the priest told us to all rise, the big fat lady in front of me had her dress stuck on her butt crack, so I reached in and pulled it out. But he said, I thought you said you got hit twice. He said, I thought I did something wrong, so I put it back.
Commercial. And we're back. Let's go. Couple more here. Jennifer in Huntington Beach, you're on the air. Jennifer. Huntington Beach. Tommy on the 210, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, I've got a question for you. What's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics?
Not being Tommy on the 210?
Not being retarded.
I get out of here. Ryan and Chino, you're on the air.
Why does a squirrel swim on its back?
I don't know.
Keep his nuts dry.
Man, oh man. You know, squirrels take a real beating on jokes. Every squirrel joke centers around his balls. His nuts. Jesus. Denny in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Denny.
Jeannie. Yes, hi.
Hi. Jeff in Orange County, you're on the air.
What do you do if a girl or a blonde girl throws a grenade at you?
I don't know.
You pull the pin and throw it back at her.
Stan in Glendale, you're on the air.
Jennifer in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Jay on the 405.
Yo, T-Bone, what's up,
Let's
you stallion?
Go. What do you got?
Hey, this is actually a joke. Have you heard that the Olympics, they're coming up with a lesbian track team?
I didn't know that.
You know what they're calling
them? No.
The Lickety Splits.
Hey, there you go. Joe in Arcadia, you're on the air.
Chuck Norris can't believe it's not butter.
It's a spot. All right, we're back. Let's go. A couple more decent jokes so you get yourself a commercial. Bo in Burbank, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's going on?
Hey, let's go, man.
What did the gay sperm say to the other gay sperm?
Rick and Yorba Linda, you're on the air.
Hey, two guys walk into a bar. One guy goes to the bartender and says, hey, I'll take a beer and get my buddy Donkey over here a beer. Then he goes to the bathroom, and the bartender goes to the other guy and says, why does he call you Donkey? He always calls me that.
Booger in Van Nuys.
Hey, Timmy, could I get some snow? All right, hey, what do a blonde and a turtle have in common?
I don't know.
Once they're on their back, they're screwed.
Could I get some snow? Bumble. Dave in Orange County, you're on the air.
Oh, I guess Michael's there, 28-year-old.
Jeremy in Riverside.
Yes, what did the penis say to the condom?
Scott in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, here you go. You got two blondes sitting on each side of the river. One says to the other, how do I get to the other side? She says, you're already there.
Bobby and Redondo, you're on the air.
Hey, what's better than one-liners on tonight's show?
I don't know.
Tomorrow's show.
Jesus Christ. Doug and Covina, you're on the air.
What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
I don't know.
Snowballs.
There you go. Jose in Los Angeles.
Jimmy.
Hey, let's go.
Why are you so cold outside?
I don't know.
My folks said it'd be a cold day in hell for a black person.
Oh, please. Shane and Dana Point. Shane.
How long does it take for a black woman to give birth?
Oh, please. Tony in Los Angeles.
Yeah, how can you tell if you're at a gay Catholic mass?
When you talk to Stan in Glendale. Stan.
A black guy and a Mexican guy.
Edgar in Huntington Beach. Abraham in Hawthorne. You're on the air.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Okay, here's my joke. Two children, they're at a clinic. One child crying. The other child asks him what's wrong.
I can't take it. I physically can't take it. It bought you a commercial, and folks, the pace has a lot to do with jokes, all right? Pace. Punchlines, exaggerations, pace, all part of the act. Miles and Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Miles.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yeah. You got one blonde on one side of the river, a blonde on the other side of the river.
Ah, oh, baboon. Jeff and Claremont, you're on the air.
Hey, this is my favorite. What is Helen Keller's favorite color?
I don't know.
Corduroy.
Corduroy. Parker and Hermosa, you're on the air.
All right, so these two aliens, right, from this really crazy advanced civilization, they land on Earth, and they land at a gas station. And the first thing they see is a gas pump. And the really, really serious alien looks at the gas pump. He's like, hey, man, take me to your leader. I'm going to shoot you in the face. The other one's like, hey, dude, man, I would not mess with that gas pump, man. He is freaking serious. But, you know, they're confused. They think it's a human or whatever. So the really scary one's like, hey, dude, I'm going to shoot you right now. He shoots. The gas tank blows. They fly 50 feet in the air. Fly back. And he looks at his friend. He's like, dude, how'd you know not to mess with them? He's like, hey, man, anyone who can get their phallus, wrap it all the way around their body and stick it in their ear is not worth messing with.
Ian and Irvine, you're on the air.
Hey, Timmy, you're a big step.
Hey.
All right, anyways, it's a long joke, but I'm going to try to be real quick. Guy's walking along the beach, depressed, going through a lot of stuff, blah, blah, blah. He's talking to God. Anyways, he's all by himself. He hears a voice. It's God. God says, hey, listen, I know you've been a good guy, blah, blah, blah.
I can't take too many jokes with blah, blah, blah in it. I maxed out in my life. Jeff in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Yes.
Well, please, gang. For God's sakes. Got a couple minutes left here. Let's have some decent jokes. Scotty and Irvine, you're on the air.
Why are blondes immune to...
Nah, you can't get off the ground. Daniel in L.A., you're on the air.
Man wins a lotto. Comes home, sees his wife, tells her, pack everything, we're moving out. She goes, yeah, where are we going? He goes, hell no, you're moving out.
It's not really the way that joke goes, but I heard a funnier version of that joke. Ken in Culver City, you're on the air.
A riddle for you. What's 6 inches long and starts with a P?
I don't know.
A crab.
Jeremy in Riverside, you're on the air.
Okay, it's kind of long, but I'll try to hurry. A newlywed couple just got married. They're driving along countryside. They got into an...
Scott and Fulton, you're on the air.
What's the difference between an airline captain and God?
I don't know.
God doesn't think he's an airline captain.
All right. Michael in West Hollywood.
Yeah, this is a clean one for you. Why did the lollipop lose the race?
Why did what?
Why did the lollipop always lose the race?
I don't know.
Because it always got licked.
Oh, Babu. That cost you a commercial, my brother. And we're looking for one final joke for the night that's decent. Adam and Irvine, you're on the air.
Hey, Timmy, how are you?
Hey, let's go.
All right, so there's a first mate on a pirate ship, and he sees an enemy ship on the horizon, and he goes to the captain. And he goes, Captain, there's an enemy ship on the horizon. And the captain goes, all right, bring me my red shirt. So he gets him his red shirt, and they fight valiantly, and they win. The next day, there's three enemy...
No, Alex in La Habra.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Hey, what did Jimmy tell Timmy?
I don't know.
The joke's on you, Timmy! Woo! That's a good one.
Hey, are you high right now?
Hell yeah!
Hey, are these jokes funny when you're high?
Yeah.
The people calling? I think anything's funny, that guy. Mario, Lake Elsinore, you're on the air.
Guy walks into the bedroom with a sheep in his arm.
Can't do it. Beige.
Timmy.
Hey.
Hey, husband and wife are having dinner. Husband looks at the wife and says, babe, can you tell me something that will make me happy and sad at the same time? She says, sure, babe. You have a bigger penis than your brother.
Not bad. Dane in Huntington Beach.
Timmy.
Hey.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
My.
My who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Career.
Career.
Say knock, knock.
Jesus Christ. Eric in Redondo, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
Hey.
Two guys are drinking at a bar, and they're gay, and a third guy comes by, and they're having a good time, and he tells them, hey, what are you guys doing? He said, we're playing bar football. He says, how do you play? He says, you down the beer, pull your pants down, fart, and that's 6 points, and then when you fart, that's 6 points. So,
All right, folks, we got to get out of here. John and Jeff are up next. Decent jokes, we'll play those for you right now. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow, a big highlight show of the year, since it'll be our last show of the year. And a lot of funny stuff, including some Brian Whitman stuff. So tune in that tomorrow at 8 p.m. right after Lycus. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Terry in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
What do you call a teacher that doesn't fart in public?
I don't know.
Private tutor. You're so great. I love you.
That's actually a pretty good joke. Mike in Santa Clarita.
Hey, did you hear about the blonde who bought a toilet brush?
No.
Yeah, a month later she decided it was better to go back to paper.
That's not bad, dude. Rolando in Glendora.
Hey, why don't Italians like Jehovah's Witnesses?
I don't know.
Because they don't like any witnesses.
That's pretty good, dude. Doug in Covina.
How can you tell if a blonde's tried to kill herself?
Don't know.
The bullet holes in the mirror.
That's not bad, dude.
Right.
Doug in Covina.
How do you keep a blonde at home?
No idea.
Build a circular driveway.
All right, that's not bad, dude. Miguel and Downey.
How do you know a train is eating?
I don't know.
You hear a choo-choo. You might have heard that one, Nickelodeon. You know what's up, Tim?
Dude.
Okay, where do generals keep their armies?
I don't know.
In their sleeveys.
That's not bad. Are you stoned?
No, not yet.
Okay. And we continue here with what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Zanana, look at that, Zanana. Zanana, look at that, Zanana. Zanana, look at that, Zanana.
All right, hold on. Hey, Gabriel. How you doing? We're on the...
God damn.
Hey, Gabe? Senor? Muchos on los eros hablan English. Nothing? Doing a little holiday sweeping here. This is the downside of working the night shift. Because you do get the cleaning crew in here. Ow, god damn it.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Jesus Christ.
There he goes.
God damn it.
Gracias. And there he goes.
Adam Carolla, Frosty Eddie and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 97.1fmtalk.com.